Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. For I am coming soon, I'm coming through the clouds from heaven. Look up, my people, rejoice because my coming is soon. Do not be in despair. Do not wonder. Do not imagine in thine own mind. For I am bringing thee to a place you've never been. I'm coming. Be ready, said the Spirit. For I'm coming in a time when men thinks not. I say the world is on other things, but I'm coming just the same. Be ready, saith the Lord. Be an example. Let your light so shine each day. Let the brilliance of my glory come in thy heart. And thou shalt refrain from the things of this world that seems so mighty. Refrain from those things, saith the Lord. For I'll be with you, I'll guide you, I'll direct you, I'll impart to you my blessings forevermore, says the Spirit of God. I shall lead thee as an example. I shall go before thee to uphold those another down, for I've called thee to impart my love to those ones around thee. Look to me. Be not afraid, be not weary in well-doing, for I say this is what the world needs. They need my touch, they need my healing, but they do not understand my love. Seek me, and they shall find me, call upon me, and I'll touch thee. For I say, my children are not awake. Many are asleep. Many have lost the vision I have put within their hearts. Look up, my people, saith the Lord. For I say, my coming is closer than you believe. My coming is at the door, saith the Spirit of God. For I'm ready. My people, my church, where art thou? I'm looking for my church, but I say, my people, where art thou? Come, my people, come, look to me, for I shall give thee rest, and I'll impart my blessings upon thee, and I'll put my Spirit within thee, and my anointing shall rest upon thee, for I've called my church to be a witness in this last hour, and I say, it's not a witness. My church needs to be pure. My church needs hearing my voice. They do not hear only what they want to hear. And I say there's too much of self in my people. And self is not from me. Self is from the enemy. He comes to have the self being puffed up. I'm having a purity in my people. I'm having them to be an overcomers. In the last days, that they will live a holy life in a way that will generate my power, for my power cannot be regenerated only through holy vessels. It will not take place only through them that live a holy life. And I say that is a promise, and that's the problem. But it is my promise also. I cannot use only those who will stand in holiness. Yea, I paid the price upon that cruel cross that my people could be saved. My people, yes, I paid in full. That they could be re-erected, that they could be re-established, they could walk in victory. But I say the teachings they have nowadays, it's not that way. It puts them a path down to despair. My people need to walk in holiness, walk in fear, to serve me as no other one can help them that they might walk in my joy. They might be set totally free. Where is my church? Where is my church? I say, my church, the church has seen they fulfilled everything, but they're walking not in my spirit. They walk in themselves. They keep my words, but it's in their guidelines. It's in their judgment. It's in their forbearance of themselves. And I say, I'm looking for those who walk in my spirit, who walk according to my heart. For I love my church. I paid in full. I paid that my church would have life. But I say my church is wandering. My church is going into the things of this world. But I say these world and the church, my church, does not mix. I say the world through my church will bring compromise. And that's what's taking place. My people have compromised below the standard that I once called them into, and they're walking below a standard. They do not see this. But I say, my Father sees it, I see it, and the Holy Spirit sees it. You need to look up, my people. You need to rejoice, because I'm coming for those that are happy, those who have placed their minds upon me, those who have set aside every weight and sin of this world, and walking in victory. And they could feel my power, they could feel my blessings, they would feel my rejoicing within themselves. Does not my word say, my joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength? And I say, my church has lost the joy. They've lost that singleness of heart. They've got a double heart nowadays. I say they're walking with me and they're walking the world. And I say this ought not to be. I said, did not my word says, can two walk together unless they agree? And there has to be an agreement of my spirit. But I say that agreement is gone. And I say I'm looking for those who will count the cost. Remember where I'm taking them from and where they're going. Without me, there's consequences. There's devilish things that's going to happen. I wish my people to be erased out of this catastrophe that's set before them, the path where they're going, that they might renew and think over the things that they've accepted and reject them and only impart my words and my love in them, and they might be rehabilitated in my spirit, that they would walk upright with my power, my words with them, that they would speak my wishes, they would speak my counsel, says the Spirit of God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not, for I care for you. My people need to be looking for heaven. They look not to the rear. They don't look backwards. But they're looking to the things of this world. And this world cannot supply you what you need. You need my spirit. You need my help. You need my anointing. And I say, my people, that's where they've lost it. There's no anointing. There's no healing virtue flowing through the bodies of the weak. Those who have lost the way. You should have enough power, my people, that you can pray my spirit and they shall receive life. But you have not that power because you've left the pathway. You've left what I've called you to do. And you, my people, there, you're lost because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be led by my spirit. I say where my spirit is, there is liberty. But I say where my spirit isn't, there's no power. There's no eternal life. I say, without my power, it's a dead go. Life is in me. Life is what I stand for, what I've died for, that my church can live above this world. This church could be out of this world, but it takes dedication. It takes consecration. It takes their eyes set on me. Does not my word says, you'll keep it in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in thee. When this is not taking place, nothing happens. And the opposite comes in. A lot of bad things happen. But I say my church should be, good things should be happening to it. My church should be, many should be saved. Many should be healed. Many would be freed from the pathway of sin. But I say this doesn't take place, because men has lost the way. Come, my people, search for me. Pray, as you never prayed before. Pray that you might be overcomers. Pray that you might have victory. Pray that you might have my insight in my heart. Oh, church, look up, for I loveth thee. I'm searched for thee. I'm calling for thee. My church, be ready, for I'm coming very, very soon. Don't you see it? Don't you feel it? It's here. The times, my times are here. My church is vacant. They're looking for other things. And I say, church, wake up. Wake up, because my coming is soon. I loveth thee. Remember, I love thee, my people, saith the Spirit of God. Father, we just thank you. Hopefully they can understand what was said tonight. But Father, you speak in the hearts of your people. People need to wake up. People need to look. We're looking too much in ourselves. We're looking too much in yesterday. We're looking into our past failures. And those will only bring us down. Father, we just pray that you'd clarify our minds in a special way this night. Lord, I know that I'm nothing tonight. I have no strength anymore. And maybe that's why you've called me, because we need your strength. We need your agape strength. I pray that you'll bless your people this night. Bless them all over the world where this word goes. Bless them in a mighty way this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. God bless you. Amen. Brother Clint, you want to close in prayer?
Father, we just praise you and we thank you for these wonderful words from heaven. Lord, you're so good. You're so glorious. We just give you praise and honor, and we pray a blessing on all the folks who are listening in. Thank you, too, for blessing Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.